You're listening to Podcaster Practice, brought to you by Springer Healthcare IME. Podcaster Practice brings you expert-led independent medical education discussions, inspiring healthcare professionals to maximize their learning and make measurable changes in their own clinical practice. This podcast is part of an independent medical education program entitled Journey to a New Era for Alzheimer's Disease, and is supported by an independent educational grant from Lilly.
So in terms of assessing the feasibility for implementing blood-based biomarkers, particularly in primary care at the population level, there is a whole lot that we don't know yet. The vast majority of work has been done in research settings. Now there is more that's being done in specialty clinics, but that's really among very well-characterized patients. So there's a lot of work right now trying to understand how to implement what the patient care pathways should be in primary care, including when to include the blood-based biomarkers, who they should be given to, and at what point, and also how to interpret them. For example, we do know that some individuals that have multiple chronic conditions, such as chronic kidney disease, can have elevated levels of the markers due to renal function, but may not have Alzheimer's pathology in their brain. So there's a lot of work yet among the general population that is needed in terms of understanding these markers. So in terms of workflows in primary care settings, that is just starting to happen now, both in the U.S., but also countries in Europe as well as in the U.K. One of the first questions is when they should be implemented. So right now, at this point in time, we suggest that they're only used among individuals that have objective cognitive complaints. And so objective meaning that there's a cognitive screening or some type of cognitive testing. We're concerned about using the biomarkers for somebody that comes in and has a subjective cognitive complaint because it's possible that they may be over anxious or have other things that are going on. And we don't know what the use of these biomarkers mean in individuals that don't have cognitive impairment. Even if they come back positive, they may not develop symptoms before they pass away. And so we have no way of, you know, predicting what a disease course might be. There's a lot of questions right now in terms of the accuracy of the blood markers in primary care. There have been some really nice studies that have come out that suggest that the blood markers may be as accurate as CSF. Again, these are primarily in research settings or in specialty clinic settings. We really don't know what the accuracy is in real world, in primary care, when you're using these among older adults that have multiple chronic conditions and more diverse populations. So I think there's a lot of questions first in terms of the accuracy for diagnosis, but then with the second part of the question, thinking about how to use these for assessing disease modification with therapies, again, we're not quite there to try and figure that out yet.
Thank you for listening to Podcaster Practice, brought to you by Springer Healthcare IME. For more information on our educational programs available, visit ime.springerhealthcare.com.